beautiful Wednesday morning, made even more so by Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, what a wonderful, wonderful introduction. Good morning, boys.
How are you today, Freddie?
Hey, very good, very good.
Love reading CanadianThinker.com, and especially I love it when I see that the topic of the day would be about Dalton McGuinty, and you certainly didn't disappoint with the blog you've most recently posted, Freddie.
Yeah, well, you know, it's about Dalton McGuinty, but more it's about Tim Hudak. Because what an amazing accomplishment when you think about it. What an amazing accomplishment to have less trust than Dalton McGuinty. I mean, really, when you think about McGuinty and the way he's run roughshod over this province, and I just mean from a, you know, a trust standpoint. I mean, let's be honest. They don't call him the Ontario Fibberals for nothing. Dalton McGuinty really has... Well, he's just ruled through a lot of lies and mistruths and going back on things he said he was going to do and didn't do, or things he said he wasn't going to do and then he did. I mean, really, there's quite the legacy there of lies with Dalton McGuinty. There's no getting around it, and I stand behind that. But here's Tim Hudak. He hasn't governed for one day. He hasn't even had the opportunity to tell a lie. Because he hasn't been, you know, really, he hasn't been elected yet.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And when they hold a CTV Globe and Mail poll, Dalton McGuinty is trusted more than Tim Hudak. Like, I mean, how does that happen? It's crazy.
I guess that is the question. Who in Tim Hudak's camp has dropped the ball so much that a guy that's not been elected and people don't really know much about isn't trusted as much?
And against a guy like McGuinty. I mean, we're not talking about a saint here or someone who has a squeaky clean track record. That's not McGuinty. Far from it. And I've often said, you know, since I started following politics in the late 70s, since I cast my first vote, really, Dalton McGuinty is the biggest liar, the most untrustworthy politician that I can remember. And really, I'm not exaggerating. That's the way I feel.
Freddie, perhaps all of Ontario is in a relationship with McGuinty, much like an abusive relationship, in that we keep taking a beating from our spouse, but we keep going back to him because it's all we know.
Yeah, now we're numb to it, I guess.
Well,
but you're right. You're right, man. I mean, it gets down to that. Like, who within Hudak's camp has dropped the ball as far... You know, they have image people, and they strategize this stuff all the time. How do we get, like, it's late August, the election's in October, how are we here right now where this guy isn't trusted with really no reference points on trust and up against one of the biggest, you know, and liar is a horrible word to use, but, you know, when it comes to politics and our lives and our money and our taxes, I'm going to use it. When compared to one of the biggest liars in political history, as far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion. How does Tim Hudak find himself in this position right now? It's mind-boggling. It is quite the achievement.
And how do you recover from that? Because obviously we don't have a lot of time before the election.
Listen, I know it's early in the campaign. Well, the campaign really hasn't even started yet. Well, it has subtly, but it hasn't kicked into gear. It won't until after Labor Day when everyone's off holidays. And, you know, I've often said once Labor Day hits, everyone has to get serious again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it applies to this, to our provincial election. So I'm sure things will kick in and maybe the cream will rise to the top, or, you know, people will get a better grip on how they're answering these poll questions. But at this point, I don't know, because this caused him a lot of damage this week as far as I'm concerned, the Conservatives and Tim Hudak, because... trust, you know, that word rings so sharply through the people. And you know, if you're a casual observer and now you're getting, you know, you're getting the impression or the word or the opinion that this guy, you can't trust him. Boy, I don't know how you recover from that.
Well, and it seems like this should be a no-brainer for the Conservatives with the lead that Stephen Harper took when he was reelected and how the Liberals were beaten down so badly mm-hmm. during the federal election. You would think now that, and especially in a province like Ontario that was so Liberal strong for so long, you'd think if they already swayed to the Conservatives during the federal election, why wouldn't they with the provincial?
Well, that was a big assumption because, and again, prior to this latest poll, the conservatives did have a big lead. That has been whittled down, I think, to about 4 points now. So from some respects, that's surprising as well. You know, and it's not like Stephen Harper's done a lot of wrong things in the last couple of months to piss everybody off in Ontario. I don't think he has. And I'm not saying he's done a great job. It's been the summer. It's been quiet. You really haven't heard much. So, you know, it's not like Stephen Harper came out with some conservative policy that the Ontario conservatives are paying for. That just hasn't happened. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what unfolds down the stretch. And I still have a feeling the conservatives are going to win it because if they play their cards right, all they have to do is point to McGuinty's track record, especially over the past year or so. And that should be enough right there for them to be elected. But let's not forget 07 when we were in the same situation and John Tory blew it right towards the end with the full funding issue. So,
And for Tim Hudak's camp, as you start getting closer and closer to debates and starting to run ads and all of that, are we going to see more of what Dalton McGuinty has not done as opposed to what Tim Hudak can do?
Well, probably. I mean, that seems to be the way of the world now when it comes to political advertising or political campaigning. And the reason they do it, Matt, is because it worked. I've actually seen the research. It works. You know, you throw it at an election commercial telling the people how wonderful you are, it just sort of zooms over their heads, and it's like, oh, yeah. But if you want to get down and dirty and nasty, it makes people sit up on the couch and, you know, concentrate on what they're listening to. Whether it's the sad thing is often those attack ads aren't necessarily accurate or true either. So,
Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com joining us this morning. If you want to read Fred's full thoughts on McGuinty, because his
full unedited thoughts.
Yeah, he had some nice salty language in there, which I think is makes the stew of the blog so much more tasty, Freddie.
Oh.
Before we let you go, I wanted to mention this to you. I saw a photo yesterday of Jamie Reimer. I guess he was at some press conference, and I'm not sure where this was, maybe in his home camp as he's working out, or might have been maybe when he signed his deal with Toronto. But the photo is in such a way that it looks like he's just surrounded by press, and there's flashes going off in his face. And I thought, man, if there's anybody in the Toronto Maple Leafs camp who is expected to do a ton this year, it's this poor kid only at like 23 or 24 years of age. Do you think he is going to have the season he did last year?
Oh, that's tough to say. I don't know. I expect the team to be better this year. So if the team's better, it makes the players better. But I don't know, Greg. That's a big unknown.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sold on Ron Wilson as a coach. Is he the right guy for this team at this time? You know, three or four years ago, I gave up trying to figure this out. Seriously. I mean, you look out of the gate last year. They won four games in a row, and it looked promising, and then it went south. So I don't know, and really, this isn't a cop out. I don't know what to say about this team.
Yeah,
I just don't.
I mean, I have such high hopes. His jersey, I guess, is outsold all other Leaf jerseys in some time, and he, you know, he's really working out hard, and he's saying all the right things. But boy, I tell you, if he loses like five or six of the first 10, they will want him on a train out of town right away.
Uh-huh. And that's the problem with Toronto. And I mean, it's going to be tougher for a goaltender like him because, you know, that he's the last, you know, he's the last line of defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you're right. You know, if he starts letting some softies in, as quick as the fans in Toronto fell in love with him because they're so desperate for a hero, they'll fall out of love with him. Yeah. And, yeah, that's going to create a lot of pressure. The only thing about him is he seems to have a pretty level head about him. But, again, you know, we're basing a lot on just one season, right? So,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. And,
there's been a lot of one-season wonders, especially goaltenders.
Sure, and a lost season at that. It's not as if this kid was thrown in to help a team that could make the playoffs, but eventually did, and you could ride the wave all the way through into the postseason. And
right.
It was a season that was over when he got up there, and it just got him a little bit closer to being over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, Freddie. We'll continue to read CanadianThinker.com. We'll continue to have you join us for as long as you wish Wednesday mornings at this time.
Fellows, I'm loving you.